Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I know, no one wakes up in the morning and says, how can I hassle potential clients today? But sometimes our approach can be irritating without us realizing. So to avoid this, I'm out of here response, let's drill down on the two ways buyers decide we're not worth the aggravation. First up, many folks look at the role in the situation. In general, the more high stakes the situation, the more we'll put up with to get the best person for a critical role. Because the alternative, the risk of losing, is too detrimental. In my case, it was a surgeon. So yeah, high stakes. Which is why I put up with waiting an entire hour just to be seen by this guy. So if your work isn't attached to a high-stakes situation, or if you're not in what I call the leading role, don't expect buyers to put up with a lot of silliness. Second, buyers look at timelines. Is this project short-term or long-term? Is this a transactional yet important, or is this a longer-term relationship? For the former, we'll put up with short-term discomfort for long-term benefit. Again, the surgeon is a great example. If he's the best, a successful surgery is worth the high hassle factor before or after, because that's so temporary. Now, if I was looking for a doctor for an ongoing issue or a general health like primary care, that high hassle would be a bigger problem. The aggravation would consistently last longer. I call this a quality of life issue. Now notice that neither factors have a whole lot to do with us personally. It's all about how folks interpret the experience. So look at your approach and be brutally honest. Ask yourself, what am I asking people to put up with? And if I can't change the process, can I soften the blow with great communication that frames the experience? Give a heads up, for example. If we influence the interpretation, we can reduce the hassle factor. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.